Okay, on the first daf, on daf Pei Gimel Amin Beis and Pei Dal Amin Alf, the Gemara just establishes that Ayin Tachasayin is not to be taken literally. Then the Gemara quotes a Tana Reb Lezer who says it is to be taken literally. The Gemara says that's impossible. Why is it impossible? Reb Lezer often disagrees with the Chachamim. Reb Lezer usually represents the Beis Shammai's opinion. So what's wrong if he disagrees? So that's what the Maariv Chayis explains in the back of the Gemara, that the Rambam writes regarding this Ayin Tachasayin, that this is Kach Rob Beis Din Shel Shmuel HaRamos VeKach Rob Beis Din Shel Yeshua Benun. This was a tradition of the Torah Shebal Peh. It's like Pirusha Mahamukubalim LeMoshe Misina. We don't need a drosha. It's not a drosha that was developed in the later generations. Sometimes you have Dinim D'Araisa that were developed in the later generations by the Tanoim and by the Amoroim. So that's also a Din D'Araisa. The Din wasn't given to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Din was developed in the later generation based on the Midrash HaTorah and the Drashas. And in fact, there is a machloekes achrayim. When you have such a din, the araisa that was developed in the later generations, whether the din only applies mikala lahabo, up until this day, the din was the way they darshan it, or the simple reading of the pasuk mikala lahabo, like a din derabbanim. When the chachamim introduced a din derabbanim, so the din derabbanim is only noyig mikala lahabo. It's not, can't be chal ex post facto. So some achrayim hold that the same true regarding a din deraisa, which is nidrash through the Midrash HaTorah and Rashi's mem, that the din only applies mikadal habon. Others disagree, and they say, no, the din was always like that. No, but over here, it's not a din that was nidrash by the Tanoim. This is like Pirush Mamakubalam LeMoshe Misina. This was always so. Kach Rabbe Beis Dinu Shal Shmuel HaRamos, V'kach Rabbe Beis Dinu Shal Yeshua Benun. Yeshua Benun heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu. So all of the drushes that the Gemara has, these are just drushes. Had a proof from the Chumash Gufam in Eyubay, that's the pshat and the pasuk. So the Gemara says, how can it be that Rav Lezer disagrees? The Gemara says, no, he doesn't disagree. All he meant to say was that instead of making the Shuma according to the value of the Nechbal, you make the Shuma according to the value of the Choyvel. Just like by Koyfer, there's a Machlek of Satanoim, whether Benenizik Shaminan or Benemazik Shaminan, Tosis alludes to it. Tosis alludes to it a little bit. Where was that? Andaf Mem, Andaf Chav Zayin, there was a Machlek of Satanoim. Whether Kaifer you pay the May Nizik or the May Mazik, so some hold that you pay the May Mazik, what do you mean Mazik? The value of the man who owns the Shor HaMuad that killed the Adam. The May Mazik, he's not the Mazik, he's the Baal HaShor HaMuad who killed the Adam. So to over here, that's what Ablezer means. Ablezer says, Ayin Kachasayin Mamish, it means the Mazik Shemina. You pay the Choyvel Bachaber has to pay the difference between how much he would sell for if he would have an arm and how much he would sell for without an arm. In other words, the Ikar Einish really is, it should have been Ayin Tachasayin. And the tradition has it that he pays Mammon. How much Mammon? You pay how much Mammon? The differential between how much he would be worth. It's a big difference. Whether it's the Dmei Nizik or Dmei Mazik. One is a strong, healthy young person. The other one is an old, weak, sick person. It's a big difference. Mara says, Rav Lezer holds that you pay Bnei Mazik Shemin. We're not Paschal like Rav Lezer. Ablezer Shemutah, but he holds Bnei Mazik Shemina. Then the Gemara has a whole Amud, take Dalar on the base, the whole Amud, that Bizman HaZeh, you don't have any Smuchim. Why Bizman HaZeh, in the days of the Amoraim, you have no Smuchim? Because they all lived in Bavel. They didn't fly back and forth for Pesach. They stayed in the Yeshiva and Bavel. They didn't travel back and forth. So they can't have any Smicha. You can't confer Smicha and Chutz Lo'ez. If you got Smicha in Eretz Yisrael, the Smicha, you can function with the Smicha, even in Chutz Lo'ez. That's a Mishnah Makkas, the end of the first parak. You can have a Bezna of 23 in New York, provided all the 23 got smicha in Eretz Yisrael. But they lived so many generations in Bavel, they didn't travel back and forth. There were some who were traveling back and forth, but most of them were not. So nobody had any smicha. So if you don't have a smicha, you're not called Elokim. If you're not called Elokim, then you cannot be done a Din Torah, not only Knossos, you cannot be done a Din Torah, Gzeles Vachavolos. What about Hoidos Vahalvois? They need smuchim for Hoidos Vahalvois. He learned the first sugi in Sanhedrin. So it looks like it's a machloikis amaroim, whether Hoidos Vahalvois needs smuchim or not. That's how Rashi learns. The Gemara has a machloikis whether Hoidos Vahalvois chad nami kosher, they need a bezna of three, or a yochid can also be done. So Rashi learns that it's totally zed bezed. But Rashi reads the Gemara, the Pashup Shat. If you hold chad nami kosher, you don't need three dayonim. It means that the psukim and mishpatim don't refer to Hoidos Vahalvois. Hoidos Vahalvois means that his chayvis midas. I bought an automobile and I didn't pay you. It's an ASIC. How much I have to pay? Or I borrowed money. That's a hischaivus midas. It's not a chiyuv that the Torah imposes. It's a milvah sheinik suvah about Torah as opposed to a milvah ksuvah about Torah. Chiv that the Torah imposes, Choyvel Mazik Pinyanat Ben, that's called Milveh Haksuva Bater. Chiv that's imposed by the Torah. Chiv that the person accepts, that's called Milveh Shein Haksuva Bater. It's not a Milveh, it's not a Halvah, but the word Milveh is used in the sense of a Chiv Mamash. So if you have a Chiv Mamash, which the Torah didn't impose upon me, I accepted it upon myself, that's what we call Haidos V'Halvos. So the Gemara has a machlekes in the beginning, the first daf in Sanhedrin, whether chad nami kosher, can you have one dayan kipaskan on his own, or do you need three? How can it be chad nami kosher? But in the psukim in Parshas Mishpatim, it says the word Elohim three times. The word Elohim here is Lashon Chol, not Lashon Kodesh. Sometimes the word Elohim is Lashon Chol, meaning Avodah Zarah. Sometimes the word Elohim is Chol because it refers to Dayanim. So here it's referring to the Dayanim, it's Lashon Chol. The Sefer is not supposed to be Mekadeshit. When he writes Nikra Bal Bais Elu Elohim, it goes on the Dayanim. It doesn't go on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if the three times Elohim don't refer to Haidoz Val Vos, you say Chad Nami Kosher, means that you don't need Smuchim either. That's how Rashi learned Toli Zeh B'Zeh. If you don't need Smuchim, then you don't have to come on to Shlichus Aiko Abdina. The ability of the Rabbonim Chutz Lords and Bavel to be done Haidoz Val Vos is not based on Shlichus Ai. Shlichus Ai is only necessary if the din really requires Mikra, then you should need Smuchim, and we say we can paskin without Smuchim, then you say Shlichus Ai Kavdin. So Agmar says, Mira de Havi Haidoz Val Havoz. That the Gemara says, you say Shlichus Ai. Shlichus Ai Kavdin. And the third line from the top of Peidal on the base. So what does the Gemara say that you rely on Shlichus Ai by Haidoz Val Havoz? So the Pashup Shat, the Gemara here, has adopted that position that you really, that Chad Nami, Chad is not kosher by Hados Val Voez. Hados Val Voez has the same Pasik. The Pasik in Pashas Mishpatim does say Elohim three times in connection with Kitina Shereya Kesav Akelim Lishma, we're going to basically has three times Elohim been Geta and Kesav Talva Esami. Has been Geta Hal Voez also. So that's the Machloikas. Is that so? Do you say the three times Elohim goes on Hoidos Valvos also or not? So the Pashup Shat, our Gemara has adapted the position that you don't say Chad Nami Kosher, that you need a Bezna three Smuchim for Hoidos Valvos. The ability of the Rabbonim Chutzlots to be done Hoidos Valvos is based on Shlichus Ai. That's the second and the third lines from the top. The Rambam writes not so. The Rambam paskins that Chad Nami Kosher by Hoidos Valvos, you don't need three. And he quotes our Gemara, tiny letter Aleph. An argument, the ability of the Dayanim and Chutzlords to be done Hados Valvos is based on Shlichus Ai. So the Kesem Mishneh asks, Kesem Mishneh quotes the Ramach, Rameir HaKoyin, I think, Ramosh HaKoyin, I don't know. Same time as the Raibit, they wrote a lot of Hasogas on the Ramach. So he quotes the Hasogas of Ramach. Why did the Ramam say that you need Shlichus Ai by Hados Valvos? If he paskins Chad Nami Kosher, that's Mufurish. The Ramam paskins Chad Nami Kosher by Hados Valvos. If you don't need three, then the one whom you need doesn't have to be a samuch. It goes together. It's a package deal. Either the three times Elohim, Elohim, Elohim applies to Hodos Vavos as well, or it only applies to Gzelus Vachavos. So the Rambam says, Chad Nami Kosher, you don't need three, so you shouldn't need a samuch either. So how does the Rambam say that you need the Shlichus Ai? That's the problem. So there's a fantastic Or Samech there. The Or Samech shows that the Rambam had a different shot in the Gemara. Rav Soloveitchik got all excited about the Or Samech. He said that he's correct, and he showed a Beferish Rambam. It says Beferish in the end of Hilchas Sanhedrin, where the Rambam says Beferish like the Or Samech, that Chad Nami Kosher, but the Chad has to be a Samech. Because the Rambam holds that the din of Smicha is not a din in Bezdin, that you should say, well, if Chad is good enough, so you don't need a Bezdin. Obviously, it's like Oheruah Sisi Behet, let's say someone has a Shaila on Hilchas Shabbos, so they have to go to a Bezdin. Need a bezn of 71 or a bezn of 23, a bezn of 3. You don't need a bezn. You ask a rabbi, a moira hara, who knows how to pass. Can you have a shalom basa b'cholim? You don't have to ask a bezn. A shalom hilchas nida. You ask a talmud chacham. So if you have a shalom didi mamanis, you should also be able to ask a talmud chacham. Why do you need a bezn? So it's a chiddush that gzeles v'chavalois needs a bezn. But hoidos v'alvois, the Rambam holds, doesn't need a bezn. So chad nami kosher. So it's like hairos, isa v'heta. So despite the fact that it's a Rosh Yisrael, the Rambam requires the Chad, Nami Kosher, has to be a Samach. Why does he require that it should be a Samach? Because the Rambam's opinion is that Smicha is not a function of Bezdin, Smicha is a function of Hayroah. You have no right to Paskin if you don't have Smicha. Tosis and Rashi. Rashi and Tosis on the first daf there in Sanhedrin and many other places. Rashi and Tosis hold that the Smicha is a din in Bezdin. in order to be served as a member of a bezin, you need smicha. Just the other day, we were talking about the shaila. How can we be mekabel gerim mizman hazeh? The Gemara says that ger tzar shloisha mishpat sibam Rabbi Yechanan and Yavam is daf mem hey. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Yechanan's memra that in order to accept the ger, you have to have a bezin of shloisha. So Tosfos says, how can we be mekabel gerim mizman hazeh? Nobody has any smicha. So Tosfos comes up with a fantastic answer, the Shlichus Ha'ikav Dinan. We today, we don't have smicha, we function as shluchim of those who had smicha years ago. Shlichus Ha'ikav Dinan. Zman HaGemara, they were the Rabbanim in Bavel, were Shlichus Ha'ikav Dinan. They were the shluchim of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. Zman HaZeh, we today are Shlichus Ha'ikav. We are the shluchim of those centuries ago who did have, the last people who did have smicha. So the Rashbah disagreed. The Rashbah Yevamos, yesterday, 2 days ago, we spoke about Rashbah Yevamos disagrees with Tosfos. Shlichuzai is only midi Rabbanon. What it really means is Hefke Bezna Hefke. How can it work in the area of Yisra Behet? So what is the Rashbah answer? So the Rashbah answers, no, min HaTorah, the din is that you need Shloisha by Gerus, but the Shloisha don't have to be Smuchim at all. That's what it sounds from the Rambam also. The Rambam says you need Shloisha, but he never says that you need smuchim. He doesn't raise the whole issue. What about Bezman Hazeh? What's the issue? Whether you need smuchim or not? Tosfos asked Akasha, how can we be mekabel gerim? You need a bezna of three smuchim. We don't have any smicha. And the other Bisham said, you don't need smicha in the first place. This is exactly the Nekudas HaMachlekes. Tosfos and Rashi go with the shita that smicha is a din in bezna. If you want to serve as a member of a bezna, you have to have smicha. If haidos vahavo is chadna mikosher, you don't need a bezna. It means a hayroa. It's a hayroa sisa v'heter, a mayroa hayroa can paskan, like in Basa B'chalov, like in Hilchos Shabbos. So if a mayroa hayroa is good enough for hadoras v'alvois, there's no requirement for a bezin, so the chad nami kosher doesn't have to be a son. But Tosfos, and that's why Tosfos was bothered with the kasha, how can he mean mekabel gerim, bizman hazeh? If ger needs a bezin, even though there's nothing to paskan about, what's the shaila by the ger? You ask anybody, everybody knows, before he's tovel in the mikveh, he's not Jewish. If he's tovel in the mikveh, he is Jewish. There's no shaila. Look in the kids of Shulchan Aruch, the Balabatim know that. What's the shaila over here? It's just a bezin lakiyim adover. It's not a bezin who has to scratch their heads to look up a din of Shulchan Aruch, to break their heads to figure out a din. There's no haroah over here. Just a bezin lakiyim adover, like you have by Gitni Kedush and you have Edis lakiyim adover. So here there's a requirement for a bezin lakiyim adover. Like by Chalitza, you need a bezin lakiyim adover. So Tosfos holds that since you need a bezdin, even though there's nothing to paskin, since you need a bezdin, the members of the bezdin have to have smicha. So that's why they're bothered with the question, how can we be mekabel gerim mizman hazeh? So they came up with that fantastic answer, came up with a few suggestions. So one suggestion was, shlichusai kavdinan, on the assumption that shlichusai works on the level of their eyes. And the Rambam and the other Rishonim perhaps weren't bothered with the kasha in the first place, because they hold that the premise is incorrect. The Rambam paskens hoidos valvois chad nami kosher. It's hoidos isa behet. It's not a bezna of chad.
So
they
hold
by chad.
Also have
he holds by bas b'chol kashi also. In order to be called a hoidos, in order to be considered a psak, he needs smicha. Bizman hazeh, we don't have any smicha. The stak not called a psak. Let's say you have a shayla in bas b'chol. So I say, here, look it up yourself. Here's the kids of Shulchan Aruch. Here, look it up yourself. You know how to read Hebrew. If you don't know how to read Hebrew, so I'll translate for you. I'll tell you. So you take my word for it. So that's the Rav Soloveitchik. You can say, the Minchas Chinuch always has a lashon. Minchas Chinuch always raises an issue, and he said, this issue is discussed in the Shach Zariah. This issue is discussed in the Ksois. And this topic is discussed in the Nesivis. And he always writes, when he does want it, when he has nothing to add to what they discuss. So he always gives you the marmakadis, and he says, I'm just giving you a marmakadis. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, that a moira harod today who doesn't have smicha is just giving marmakadis. In case the balabas can't figure it out, so I'm translating what it says in the shatz. A long shatz, I tell you the bottom line, the shatz says bottom line, it says this. So I'm just telling you what it says there. It's not that my psak, I'm a rabbi, I pastor. I'm not a rabbi, nobody has any real smicha.
But the Rabbi's time also.
One who does not have smicha, who gives an opinion, that's not called a psak, that's not called a hayroah. He's just telling you what he thinks it says in the Gemara.
So it's really not different than...
The same as Basa B'chavon. Hayroah by Hayduas B'halvois. But Menatora, you have to have a psak by Hayduas. Because if you don't have a psak, then the other guy will say, I don't want to pay the money.
Exactly. So what's going to cost?
what's going to force him, that's going to be another thing. But you have to have a psak. So a psak has to be issued by chad dami kosher to give a psak. But that chad has to have smicha. If he doesn't have smicha, he's not qualified to give a psak. He'll just tell you mar mekaymus. But there's no psak on his case.
So what we do today,
where Rav
says, oh, here's the
best thing,
whatever. Yeah.
Well, let's say by
Basa
Bechol, what's he going to do?
But there's no one. Then you own the money. So he says that on the basis of what? Today.
The Rambam says, like it says in this Gemara, Yinik Shlichus Sayik Avdino. That even though the Nos Smuchim today, but we are the Shluchim of the Smuchim who used to be.
So therefore,
when we give a Psak and the Iman, that's what the Rambam says, based on Shlichus Sayik.
The Smuchim that is given today, is that.
Smicha today is just imitation smicha.
Yeah, but is that based on Shulchan Aruch
too? No. The smicha that we have today, the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch in the end of Yoredei, the Chel Gimel Yoredei, quotes the Abarbanel. That the smicha, the only place I think that he ever quotes the Abarbanel. He says that the smicha, Pasha, I don't know what he needed the Abarbanel for. The smicha that we give today is not real smicha because it's in Chutz Loretz, and it's not Ish Mipiyish at Moshe Rabbeinu, even the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. Never got smicha in Eretz Yisrael from people who got smicha in Eretz Yisrael. So it's in order to satisfy a different din. The Gemara has on Daf Hei in Sanhedrin that Rabbi Yudah Nasi Rebbe made a takana unrelated to smicha. That Talmud al Yore and Lemke not over Shus Mei Rabba. No one should paskin unless they have permission from the Rebbe. Lemke not over Shus Mei Rabba. Some Rishonim translate Talmud al Yore. A student should not become a teacher, a more. Doesn't go on paskin. Talmud al Yore. Lemke should only teach in a day school if you're licensed by the BJE or something like that. So that's a Rabbi Ranasi, that's a half of the Rishonim learned. Talmud al Yoreh. A student should not become a teacher unless he's licensed by his Rebbe. The Rebbe knows that he knows how to explain well. That people know how to learn very well, they can't explain well. They can't pronounce the language properly. They mutter under their breath. All kinds of chesronis. They're nervous. So no one should teach unless he has authorization. Unless he has a license. And many Rishayim say, Talmud al Yora, Talmud should not pass in any shaylas, even if he's very learned. Okay, not the Rishus. The Rebbe has to know that he knows how to explain himself, because the Gemara tells there was a story that the Talmud gave a correct psak, but because he didn't speak clearly, he didn't understand the dialect of Hebrew that in that community, so the Balabata misunderstood and a big kilkel came out. So no one should pass in any shaylas unless they have Netilas Rishus. So that's what we call today smicha. In Yiddish, in Europe, they used to call it heter hoiro, permission to paskin. The Talmud al Yoram ke notam Rishus meirah. But that's heter hoiro, the literal translation of the lashon of the takana of Rebbe. And we call it today smicha, but it's really an imitation smicha. It's more correct is to call it heter hoiro. So that's a shaila again. So the Rambam took this Gemara. He says this Gemara is not only following the opinion in Sanhedrin that based on the base that you need shloisha for hados valboes. The Rambam happens to paskin chad nami kosher. One can paskin hados valboes, but that chad has to be a samuch. And his manazed, the ability to paskin by hados valboes, is also based on shlichusayu. And that Rambam that you have to be samuch even though you're a chad. That's the Rambam sheet in a few different places like that. That smicha is not a function of bezin, smicha is a function of psak. So that's why the Rambam was never bothered in the first place with the whole issue that there's this raid by the geris. How can be mekabel gerim is manazet? Nobody has any smicha. Who says you need smicha? The bezin by the geris is not paskening any shailas. If they'll have a shaila, they'll have to ask someone else. Usually they don't. Usually the bezin by the geris are not such learned people. You get three rabbis together. If they'll have a shaila, they'll call Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, or they'll call someone else. Yep, they'll call someone else.
When you were in Sanhedrin, Rabbi said that the Rav was makbid that whenever he would get a phone call, so to be kind of the pasuk shetim musunim bedin, so he wouldn't answer right away, and he would look back in the svarim.
Mm-hmm.
But if all he is acting as a mar mekaymus, so why?
Got to check the mar mekaymus to make sure that they exist.
But it's still not a kim of that pasuk because you're not a din.
But you're still giving an opinion on something. Still giving an opinion. So that was the Gemara. So the Gemara says, I'm paid dollar and base. The gist of the whole Gemara, paid dollar and base till the last 10 lines is, that this principle of Shlichasai, whether Shlichasai was Daraisa, the Rabbanon is the first Nesivis and Menalos, the Kotan Allah, Achleikis Taisis and the Rajbon Yeromis. So that's whether Shlichasai was Daraisa, the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says again that Shlichasai was restricted only to Milsa, the Shchicha, the Izbe Chisan Kis, to the exclusion of what? So to the exclusion of Gzelois Vachavolos. Then Taisis has 2 days, as we spoke yesterday. How do you translate Gzelos Vachavolos? 2 different categories, Gzelos and Chavolos. Each one of these categories is Milsa de lo Shchicha, or does it mean Gzelos Haide Chavolos? That he beats someone up and then he steals his property. Sometimes people get into a fight and they sack each other. Sometimes people took Gzela, that's not so Shchiach. But Gzelos Haide Chavolos means he planned in advance. I'm going to steal his money and I'm going to beat him up in order to steal his money. That's much more lo Shchiach. Then Gzela alone, then Chavala alone. Gzela alone, Chavala alone, Ishche. Gzela ide Chavala, that's Leshche. So these are the 2 opinions in Taisis and Ashayla La'alach, Ahad HaPaskin, and Choshe Mishpat. Okay. Then we have the bottom of the Omer. So the Gemara points out from the Mishnah, the last 10 lines. So the Gemara says, Tzar Shaloi Machim Nesig Mishtale in Mantar. You see from the Mishnah, Chovel Bachaber has to pay Chamisha Dvarm. Nesig Tzar Ripli Shevis and Boshin. So the Mishnah gives the examples of Tzar Masmer. Someone burnt me in such a way on my fingernail that I felt the pain, but the Mishnah says it didn't leave any scar, didn't leave any lasting scar. So there isn't going to be any nezek, there isn't going to be any boshes, nothing is left. There isn't going to be any ripui, there isn't going to be any sheves. There's only tzar. So that's tzar shaloi b'makom nezek. There's nothing else to pay. There's only tzar. So the Gemara says, is that really true? What it says in the Mishnah, tzar shalav b'makom nezek, that you have to pay. So the Gemara had a tradition that it's a machlek. There's an obscure brisa which records a machlek is Rebbe and Ben Azai. We can't make out heads or tails what the words are. So the Amoraim had a tradition. That's what they're fighting about. But it's not clear who holds which way. Who holds that tzar shalav b'makom nezek is chayv, and who holds tzar shalav b'makom nezek is not chayv. So Rava interprets the brisa that the machlokes Rebbe and Ben Azai is in one direction, and that the words of Rebbe and the words of Ben Azai, Rebbe Yomi Kviya Namra Tchila, that's the beginning of the drosha of Rebbe. Kviya Namra Tchila, etc. So because Rebbe says Kviya Namra Tchila, how does the pasuk say? Kviya Tachas Kviya Petza Tachas Petza Chabura Tachas Chabura. So first it says Kviya Tachas Kviya, then it says Petza, then it says Chabura Tachas. So chabura tachas chabura means oisa chabura, that there is a roshim, there is going to be some lasting nezik, lasting for a week or two, it's going to have a scar. In kviya nemra tchila, etc. Kviya nemra tchila is the beginning of the drasha of Rebbe. And Ben Azai says chabura nemra tchila, but it's not true in the Chumash. What, have different gears in the Chumash? No, it means the word kviya means chabura. The word kviya normally means chabura. Chabura namatchila, etc. That's the beginning of the drasha of Ben Azai, and it's gonna come, etc. It means to say dot dot dot, and after the kviya namatchila, after chabura namatchila, everything is gonna be reversed because of the hemshach hapos. And then Rav Maskev l'Rav Papa, the Rabbi, why should we have a tradition that this is the Nekudas HaMachlekes between Rebbe and Ben Azai in this Braisa? So why should you tell me that the words of Rebbe, the words of Ben Azai, are the opening words of the Drasha? If you're giving only one line in the Drasha, so why give the first line and say V'chule? Give the punchline, say the final line. So he says, Adarab Ibcha Mistabra, Rebbe Yom Kviya Nemer Tchila, he's giving you the Maskona. Amaskana kaimi, that's how Gemara says. Amaskana kaimi, the words of the Braisa, Rebbe and Ben Azai, each one is presenting the final line, the conclusion of their drasha. So the machlek is between, they all had this tradition. Rav and Rav Papa had a tradition at this point. Tzar shalak makom nezik is machlek's Rebbe and Ben Azai, but it's unclear which Tana says which way, because they weren't sure whether Rava claims that each Tana is giving in the Braisa the first line of his drosha. And as you get to the punchline, everything is going to be reversed because of the Hemshech HaPasek. Kviya tachas kviya, petza tachas petza, chabura tachas chabura, everything is going to change. And Rav Papa said, no, that it doesn't make sense. If the Tana only gives you one line, she should give you the maskana, shouldn't give you the Havmina. Inami the Gemara says maybe the kuli am on the bottom line everybody agrees kriya and the pasuk means ben dis bechabur ben deles bechabur mashma. Would it meant like that? But the shaila is, but it says later on kriya tachas kriya ben dis bechabur ben deles bechabur. You got it be kriya, you pay tzar. But then it says chabura tachas chabura means that there is a chabur. So if you have a klal or prat, usually it says in the brayser Rabbi Shmuel ein bechlal ala mashe befrat. So they say ein bechlal ala mashe befrat, then you only pay tzar b'makam chabura, tzar b'makam nezik, shalav b'makam nezik. You don't pay. Shaila is, do you don this as a klal or prat because they meruchotim zemizeh? How far away are they? There's a phrase in between. It's all in the same pasuk, but there's a phrase in between. If you have a klal in Bereshis and a prat in Shemos and a klal in Vayikra, that's not called a klal prat to klal. If you have a klal in one parsha, parsha is separated from another parsha, not parsha Hashavuah. Parsha is one paragraph separated from another paragraph from the Sefer Torah, either by psucha by stuma. Either it's a, if it's a psucha means that it's a big pause, and it's a stuma means that it's a little pause. So if you have a klal prat hamaruchotim zemizeh. In Bishnei in Yonim, Taisus quotes the top Taisus quotes from Sochem Davov. Bishnei in Yonim, that's not called a klal prat. The Gemara says there, emukdam amuucha batera. So the Gemara says, if emukdam amuucha batera, so how do you know that it's a klal prat? Maybe it's a prat to klal. If emukdam amuucha batera, how do you know that it's a prat to klal? Maybe it's a klal prat. If emukdam, the Gemara says no. B'chada in Yana, you don't say emukdam amuucha batera. It only applies Bishnei in Yonim. So what does it mean, b'chada in yana? The midah shatornid reshes bema, klal prat, 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 klal prat, these three midas only apply b'chada in yana. So b'chada in yana means it has to be one pasuk, or it's enough if it's one parsha. What if there are two psukim? Is that good or not? So let's see. So the Gemara says over here, it says, kviyot tachas kviyot, petza tachas petza, chaburo tachas chaburo. So the Gemara calls this meruchokim zemizet. They're in the same pasuk. Kviyah is the beginning of the pasuk, and then you have petz, tachas petz, mafsik in the middle. Then in the end of the pasuk it says chabura tachas chabura. So that's called meruchokim zemizet. So machlek is Rabbi and Ben Azai. Rabbi Sava ein dor masav klal prat. It's not a legitimate klal prat. So therefore I say that included in the chabura is afilu deleizbei afilu tzar shalom makam nezik. Ben Azai Sava dor masav klal prat. Ben Azai says you do treat it like a klal prat. You only pay tzar. B'makam nezik. So this, the Gemara here has a machlekes hatanoim. Then Taisus points out that it need that's a machlekes habay v'rova, machlekes hamaroim. Where the klal prat hamruchokim zem izeh. What do you mean meruchokim zem izeh? It's in the same pasuk over here. It's in the same pasuk, but there's a hapsoka in between kviyo and chabura, hapsoka with the phrase petza tachas petza. What if it's in two different paragraphs in the Chumash? There's a psucha astum in between? Then it's not for sure. L'chol ha'deis, it's not nidan k'klal prat l'klal. What if it's in two different psukim? What if it's in two different psukim? One after the other. Is that the same as over here, meruchokim zem izeh? He's saying no. In two different psukim l'chol ha'deis, you wouldn't treat it as a klal prat. So Taisus said, that's how Taisus ends off. Eidin nigmar din, daf mem vav. Amar Aleph, there's a misprint. Some people were probably reading, rereading the whole Amar. There's Daf Nevav Amar Aleph on the top line. Vishaman, there's a thesis there that doesn't really discuss the topic itself. It discusses a related topic. It's a related topic, but it's not the same topic that they discuss over here. The Gemara says there that if you have a klal prat hamaruchokim zeh mizeh, you do not dan it as a klal prat. As you don't treat it as a strict klal prat. It's a little more lenient, but basically it is if you say klal prat ein bechlal ala mashe befrat, but if it's meruchokim zem izeh, so then kol adoim alo. You also treat it a little bit like a klal prat, but not 100%. That's how it says the Gemara. So the Gemara says the klal prat hamruchokim zem izeh in two different psukim, one pasuk after the other. There are words in the end of the first pasuk. After the klal in the first pasuk, you have a whole bunch of word phrases. And then you have the very next pasuk. So the Gemara says, "Ein dar mosa beklal prat." It doesn't have the full status of a klal prat. It's toned down. It's a toned down klal prat. The Tosafot says, "Either that's l'chol adeis, kikuli alma." As yahidig madin kikuli alma. Why is kikuli alma? Because it's in two different psukim. And our Gemara, it's a machlokes Ben Azai and Rebbe, and neither daf lamed gimel. It's machlokes and by v'rav. Kolal pratam rechakim zayim zayim. In the same pasuk, but there's a phrase mafsik in between. There, it's two different pasukim with the phrase mafsik in between. So maybe it's kikuli alma. However, Tosis concludes avol imnachshavei kharan yana. Maybe it's not so. Maybe that Gemara is totally in a machlokes satanaim and a machlokes amarai. Maybe that Gemara only goes like Rebbe, like the one opinion there, Abai Verov. Okay. Yeah, Klal Pratab is this from the Chelik of Torah that we know very little about. There aren't too many people. I don't know anything about it. There aren't too many people in our generation know too much about this. The Ramchal, the author of the Mesilas Yesharim, has other essays as well, other Svarim, other essays. One of his essays, he points out that there are midrashim where the Tanoim are discussing some of the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Pem in the area of Agada. So he says already in the days of the Tanoim, Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Pem had already been forgotten, and they didn't know how the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Pem in the area of Agada had been lost already. So he says in the area of Halacha, you look in the later Amoraim, Shvera Maises. You have a lot of times Tesis and Menachas and Zvachim. A lot of times Tesis, Zvachim, Menachas. Tosis says, where did the Mishnah get this din from? How did the Gemara know this din? So Tosis stands on their head. It's a kalala prat, it's a hina, it's a hair, it's a this, it's a that. And the Achorim in the back of the Gemara always say, look on the Toras Kohanim, and says, not so. Toras Kohanim says, Tosis didn't have a Toras Kohanim, didn't have. So they were guessing, what could it possibly be? And a lot of times they did, most of the time, they did not guess right. Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Pem, that's the Brice, Rabbi Shmuel Oim, is the introduction to the Toras Kohanim. That's the first Brice. That's why many have the gears on the last line. V'chan shnei k'suvim ha'mekdishim zeh, not v'chein. The Khan, the opening pasuk in Vayikra, Rashi says that that's a shnei k'suvim ha'mekdishim zeh zeh. Whether Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, whether the voice was heard outside, the voice was not heard outside. So the v'chan shnei k'suvim ha'mekdishim zeh zeh. So the whole Torah's Kohanim is full of drushes, all the examples of these midrash HaTorah and Reshes Pem. Okay. So then the Mishnah is trying to ascertain, how do you determine how much tzar you pay? Umdim, you assess, kama adam kayetze bezeh, rotze lita lias mit starkach. How much would a person be willing to take? Kama rotze lita lias mit starkach. What does it mean? So the simple translation means, this guy accidentally cut off my arm. Accidentally, on purpose, whatever. He cut off my arm. So how much would I be willing to take that they should cut off my arm? So Gemara says, what is that? Meshugana? Ata meshuftana askina? Why should anybody agree to have his arm cut off? They're paying all the money in the world. He doesn't want to be missing an arm. And that's a less kasha the Gemara. Ata meshuftana askina? Is he a crackpot? Is that meshugana? Then he has the different kasha before that. To pay, to cut off the arm, that's nezek, tzar, ripui, shevis, that's everything all included. If you're going to assess how much the person is prepared to pay, the Mishnah is telling us, om dimosa, how do you assess the tzar? What kind of a way to assess tzar is that? The whole thing doesn't make any sense. The Gemara scraps it. Elo, no. Lekto yada haktua. What does it mean? A person has an arm that doesn't function anyway. Paralyzed, whatever. A person has an eye that doesn't function anyway. So he doesn't care. So he doesn't need the arm, doesn't need the eye. If it doesn't function anyway, the only thing is, if he cut it off, it's going to be very painful. So how much would a person be willing to take that they should cut off the arm? How much would he be willing to take to suffer the tzar? So the Gemara asked again, what is the arm? Shugana? Why should he suffer the tzar? You cut off my arm, so I suffered tzar, so the din is you have to pay tzar. But how much would a normal person take who has an arm that's not functioning? A paralyzed arm, how much would he take? He wouldn't take anything. Again, not to b'shuftan yaskina. And the Gemara says for another further kasha that what? To cut off the arm is going to be boshes also. Like this, he has both eyes. People don't know that I can only see on one eye. I have both arms. People can't tell exactly that I'm paralyzed, even if they can tell that I'm paralyzed. But if they're going to cut off the arm, what are they going to do? What, they're going to bury it? It's not ton kvur, pashup shat. The mitzvah of kvur only applies on the roi vaguf, when the person dies. But when an arm is cut off, the Gemara says, mikra din yironi kvur. The Gemara says, but it's a bizayan, lemishkan mipsar, lemishadya leklav, the dogs are going to eat up the arm. So it's a boshes. So when you're assessing how much a person would be willing to take, some hospital is making an experiment about how much pain patients can take. So all those interested should apply. So they want to cut off people's arms and to see by testing on a machine how much pain one suffers. So this guy has an arm that doesn't function anyway. But if they're going to cut off the arm, he's going to only agree if they're going to pay him so much to cover the tsar plus the boshes. The guy's going to walk around without an arm? And the dogs are going to eat up the flesh. The Pashup Shat and Gemara said you don't need kvura on an Eivam. And the Achrayim say they recommend you should do kvura on an Eivam and Achai. They recommend it Mishum Chashash Mirshol Takana, because Kohanim are not allowed to be Metam Elameisim, so they're not allowed to be Metam to an Eivam and Achai either. Eivam and Achai is Metam Ikemes. Eivam and Ameis is also Metam Ikemes, a whole Eivam. And Eivam means even a pinky, even one third of the pinky. One busa, gid matzam, there's one whole bone with a little busa, with a little gidden, so that has the status of an eva. A tongue also has the status of an eva, even though there's no bones in the tongue, because that's a whole eva. Here, the three parts of the pinky, three parts of the fingers, two parts of the thumb, that's not a whole eva. It's only part of an eva. So the halacha says this has the status of an eva because it's a full etzem. Let's say if you have a whole liver, the liver doesn't have any bones either. So if you have a whole liver, so liver is also called an eva. So an Eivim and Achai is Metami Kemes. Eivim and Amesim is Metami Kemes. So that's why it says that Kohanim are not permitted to be Metami Lamesim. Kohanim are not permitted to be Metami to Eivim and Achai. That's why they say that if they cut off, if they had to amputate a limb from a Jewish person, so the Eivim and Achai is Metami Kemes, so they recommend that you should bury it. You should bury it Mishum Chashash Mirchol Kohanim. It even says the Pischei Tshuva quotes in the end of Yeridain, Hilchas Tumas Kohanim, a Kohen is not allowed to be metame to his own dead body. What does that mean? If he's dead, so he's not Muslim. That means if they cut off his limb, so he's not allowed to keep his limb at home in a jar, because he's not allowed to be metame to his own dead body either. So Mishum Chashash Mirchol LeKohanim, so that's why the minhag is that you bury him. Moshe has a fantastic chiddush in his Tshuvas. He has a raif in the Gemara in the beginning of Sota Dav Gimel that Eivim and Achai is Ton Kvura. And so he got so excited about that right, that's what he passed in Zlalach. But the Achrayim already, before Moshe was born, the Achrayim brought up that possibility, and they were matcha the right from the Gemara. They said that was only a Havamina. Once you get to the Maskana, so the Gemara backs out, there's no Mitzvah's Kvura. So that's why the Pesach Shuvah, at the end of Yeridah, quotes the end of Yehuda, that you only need Kvura, and Eivim and Achai, Mishum Chashash Takola LeKohanim. Anyway, Agamar also sounds, L'mishkan Mipsol, L'mishad Yeleklam, to throw to the dogs. Sounds like it's not Tom Kvur. So the Gemara still doesn't know. How do you assess the tsar?
If you reattach an arm to Kohen, it's called the Tom Kvur. So can you reattach an arm to Kohen? Sometimes if it's an accident.
That's a problem with Moshe Feinstein, I think, writes that it's Mutter. He says that it's Maga Beis Astarim, I think he says. And they ask that it's Matami Ba'ol. They ask kind of Moshe. They have Rabbanim have big tainus against that Shulish. That's problematic. Yeah. Sometimes his own finger was cut off, so they want to sew it back on. Shavuos, are you allowed to be? Is one allowed to be Mechal Shabbos because of Sakona Seva? Let's say they cut off a finger. Am I allowed to be Mechal Shabbos with the Malacha Deraisa? Because of Sakonis, it means I lost a finger. And if I rush to the hospital, if I'll drive to the hospital or not, driving we assume is a Malacha Deraisa on Shabbos, Havara. Driving on Yontiv is only an Issa Derabbanan, Moile Reish Mechodesh. But driving on Shabbos is Havara, so Havara on Shabbos is a Malacha Deraisa. The only Heter is Pioch Nefesh. So what if he doesn't think his life is in danger, he just a doctor say, better drive. See if you can get a nochri to drive you to the hospital. That's zichem muta. Amir a nochri is muta for chayil shem b'sakana. Over here it's worse. Here it's he's going to lose a limb. Sakana saving. But is he allowed to drive himself to the hospital? So the shach writes in Yerideya that it's a suffix. Shach and simon kufn and zayin is the simon about yehorig val yavar. So the shach writes. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that you only say yehorig val yavar on the gimel averis lachamurais, and aside from the gimel averis because nefesh is doicha. So the Shach writes, he's not sure Tzarechin. It's a one-line Shach Tzarechin. Well, the Sakana Sever is also Matir, or you have to have Davka Sakana's Kalaguf. So the Pim Gadol in Hilchos Shabbos asks on the Shach, what do you mean? He doesn't know. Look in Hilchos Shabbos, it says Beferish, that Sakana Sever is not Deiche, and he is a Deiraisa. Sakana Sever only allows you to violate all the Rabbanans. If you have a Chol Hashem B'Sakana, not only Chol Hashem B'Sakana, you're not allowed to violate any and every Rabbanan. You're only permitted to violate Zeres Rabbanan. But you're not about to violate Malachas Derabbanan. But if you have a sakana saver, then you're permitted even to violate a malacha derabbanan. But to violate a malacha deraisa is not mutter. That's the psak in Shulchan Aruch. The Rav Rishonim would disagree. The Meiri disagrees. And Avodah Zarah, he had a different gears in the Gemara. The Meiri says like that, that sakana saver is doiche malacha deraisa. In the Tshuvas of the Sridi Eish, he raises an issue. He says we should reconsider the psak in Shulchan Aruch, because now that we have so many Svarim, you see that not only the Miri holds like that, he has a Tosis in Sukkah, and he has a Mordechai B'Shem Rabbein Atam. I don't know, what did he discover in America? The Miri he discovered. But the Tosis in Sukkah was always there. And everybody says Tosis in Sukkah is a misprint. The Achrenim say, if you look in the Tosis Harosh, you see it's a misprint in our Tosis. And the Mordechai that he dug up in Shabbos, he quotes a Mordechai B'Shem Rabbein Atam, is a misquotation. The Pashto says that the Rabbi Natam never said. Rabbi Natam said a different thing. Rabbi Natam said that sometimes the patient dies from aggravation when he hears how bad the situation is. So let's say they cut off his finger and he's bleeding, and then the doctors are from the doctors in Shari Tzedek, and they talk amongst themselves and say, well, today Shabbos, we can't do anything, we're going to have to wait till after Shabbos. Probably not going to work. He's probably going to lose his finger. Probably if he'll sew it back after Shabbos, it'll be too late. He won't be able to, it'll be dead already. So Rabbi Natam says, if you're going to tell this in front of the patient, you're going to say that. The patient can die from aggravation. Sometimes the mood of the patient helps him recover, and sometimes hastens his death. So the Rabbi Natam says, in such a case, when the patient hears what they're talking about, so then you have to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save the Aver. Because otherwise the patient may die from aggravation. But the Rabbi Natam didn't say that Sakana Seva per se is Deicha Melocha Deraisa. So the Pashto says that's problematic. But the Sridi Eish writes in his Tshuva that we should reconsider the Psak in Shulchan Aruch. That in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Shabbos it says Sakana Seva is not caused just for loss of life or limb is not true. Only loss of life. Loss of limb is not considered a Pikoch Nefesh. The Meiri holds like that. The Meiri is the only one. He stands alone. The Tosis and Sukkah is a misprint. And the Rabbi Natam and the Mordechai never said it. I'll be Pashtus. One of the big Rabbanim who passed away already told people that he paskins like this. He paskins like the Meiri, and they printed it in his name. And, some of the English Sifrei Psak Halacha, they printed in his name. But he holds like the Meiri Halacha Lamaisa, because the Sridi Eish said we should reconsider. So he listened to the Sridi Eish and he reconsidered it. But the Pashto says it's very difficult. We don't paskin like that in the Iri. The Iri is all alone. The Tosis and Sukkah doesn't exist, and the Rabbi Natam doesn't exist. It's only the Iri had a different gear than the Gemara. So Kana Sefer alone is not Deicha anything. Yeah, so that's the problem. Is a Kohen allowed to be Metamei if going to sew on his own finger? So the finger is the Chaneid Menachai is Metamei. So after they're going to attach it, then it'll no longer be, it'll be like a chai. It's like a tchias hanes. After they'll attach it, it won't have any tumor. But as they're attaching it, it's being metame at that time. It's metame boil, it's metame b'maga. What does it help? Rav Moshe says that after they'll sew it back on, then it'll be maga beis hastorm. Maga beis hastorm doesn't matter. It'll be better than maga beis hastorm. The Pashto says that Aver will no longer be dead once it's reattached.
It's not a chiyat misa, though. It's different than Shabbos. It's not a chiyat misa.
It's an Aver.
It's like Shabbos, maybe. Like a
law. So that's the Shaila. The Shach writes in Yoredei Tzorachian, where the Sakana Sefer is Matir Isurim. So the Pima Gadol message is a Beferish, it's different Shulchan Aruch, that it's not Matir Hilchos Shabbos. So what's the Shach not sure about? So the Shach thinks that Shabbos is different from all other Isurim. Well, what's the difference? Because Shabbos is Shkul of Kenegu Kol HaMitzvahs. But if you have an Isa like Tumas Kahana, which is not Shokol, Kenega Kol HaMitzvahs, then maybe that Sakana Seva would be Deicha. That's how the Egli Tal says in the Hakdama. Maybe only Shabbos or Shkula, Kenega Kol HaMitzvahs, Chal Shabbos, the Farhese, Dina Kakum, so in a certain sense, Shabbos and Shkula, Kenega Kol HaMitzvahs, so the Epsa, from Thinia, Epsa, Mecha Tesa.
Shabbos is Paris.
Yeah, but we don't find a difference in we find a lot of differences, many, many, many differences between Chavi Kris and Chavi Lam. But this we never find, that there should be a difference as far as what's Matar and Isur. That by Isuri Koris you have to have real Sakonis Nefoshis. And by Isuri and Stam, Chayvi Lavin, it's enough with Sakonis Eivin.
We allow
We allow all the rabbanos. We allow it to violate all the rabbanos, but not any deraisas. No. So that's what the Egle Tal suggests, that maybe he quotes this Prima Gordon. Maybe Shabbos is different because Shkula Kenega Kol HaMitzvah. Shkula Kenega Kol HaTorah Kulos. Shvera. Moshe says it's mutter, and it's a problematic tshuva. A lot of rabbanim, when Adval came out, they had tainus.
Rabbi, Moshe doesn't even use this. He doesn't even think it's an Isser. He thinks it's an Isser, and he doesn't get involved with the Egle Tal that you have to be that because it's Shari Surim.
He says there's no tumah because it's Maga Beis Astor. But they ask, what do you mean? Maga Beis Astor is after they'll attach it, it'll be Maga Beis Astor. What about the Ohel? It's Mentami Ba'ohel. And what about before they attach it? They're touching it to his body. So at that time, it's Maga. And after you're going to sew it together, you say that it has a Tchias HaMesim now. It's no longer Mentami. But B'Shaitar was dead. B'Shaitar was dead. Problematic. It's problematic, too.
It's not dead. If you can attach it, since there's only a certain amount of time left, it's not considered dead Aver.
That's a strong svara. Moshe doesn't say that. That could well be. That's a strong svara. But Moshe doesn't say that. He said that it's Maga Beis Astor. He should have said that. After you'll attach it, it'll come out that it was never really dead. Varaya. That if you chop off a limb and then you never sew it back on the person's body, so it had the status of dead, it's a dead limb from the moment you cut it off. But if you cut it off, then you sew it back on. So there's room to argue that it's a glory Muslim Afreya, that it was never metallic. That's a starkest thought.
But we don't say that with the Mishnah in Maestros in the fifth paragraph. It's all in Sheshush Ba'aliyah, Tar Milutame, that if these onions, they're food, they could be Tomei.
Right?
And, but once they reattach themselves, if they resprout,
once you plant it in the ground.
So then it's Tumah flies off of it, and it's, we don't say that.
Until then it was Tameh, and we can't allow what? It's Tahar, right? After it has Zriya is Metahir. Anything that's Tameh, if you do Zriya, then it's Metahir. So it's Mikan al Habot. Yeah, but here he tainas like this. This limb was never dead in the first place, but Haraya, that later on I reattached it to the body. So maybe it's only called dead if it was, let's say a person stops breathing. So we say that he's dead. But then you start giving him resuscitate him, and you give him shock treatment, and then he comes back to life. So would we consider him a dead man whom we did Tchias HaMesim on, and Mesim Chavshim Potam Min HaMitzvahs? Maybe. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, I thought that yes. Rav Shlomo Zalman said no, that we don't have the ability to do Tchias HaMesim. So the fact that he was dead and the doctors resuscitated him is a Igloi Muslim affair. He was never dead. It's a right. He was really alive in the first place. Is really, if, let's say, if they do a heart surgery, they take out his heart and they put in someone else's heart. So at the time they cut out his heart, he's dead. But then when they put someone else's heart in and he survives, so if he survives, then it's a glowing Muslim affair. He was never dead at the time that they took out his heart. But if they took out his heart and then they tried to put in someone else's heart, just didn't work, the whole plan falls through, then he was dead from the moment that they took out his heart. You observed the yard side yesterday, not today. He was dead as of yesterday, not as of today. When they took out his heart, the guy was dead. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says. So he has the same taina by an organ. That's why Rav Unterman used to be the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael many years ago. So Rabbi Unterman learned by Rav Shimon Shkop in Europe. So he wrote in his tshuva such a svara. The shail is that a mace is also bano. You're not allowed to get an oil from a mace. So what about taking organs from the mace? Let's say you're going to take cornea, you're going to take... cornea is basically the only organ that works. The other organs, after the guy's really dead, so they're dead also, so they're not going to help. But the cornea you can take even from a dead body and replace a person's body. So the shailas are maces also b'ano. So he tainted that it's a tchis ha-mesim on this organ. That once you're going to put it into my eye and I'll be able to see, so it's no longer dead. So it's alive. So the other gedolim were not so, they thought it's sharp. But they weren't so convinced that he was right. He said it based on Igmar in the end of Nida. Igmar says in the end of Nida that the people from Alexandria asked one of the Tanoim, Rabbi Shua, they asked them 12 questions. 3 were intelligent, and 3 were stupid, and 3 were foolish, whatever. So one of the foolish questions that they asked was, what's going to be after Tchias HaMesim, all the dead bodies are going to be Metami. What are we going to do? So the Tana said, no. HaMes Metami, HaChayein Metami. If the Tchias HaMesim, then they're alive, so they're not Metami anymore. So the Gemara says, if you have the whole body, a dead person comes back to life, so the chayeh ain't matamei. Here, the whole body didn't come back to life. The body is dead, just this organ. They took the cornea from the dead body and they put it into a living person, and now it's functioning. So that's not exactly the same as the Gemara. So that's what the other Gdolim were not so convinced that Rav Unterman's Moshul was correct. That's the shot over here. But here it's better, because here the rest of the organism was alive. Only the finger was dead. The finger was cut off in an accident. So if they sew it back on, so maybe it'll be Gdolim Masmafer that the finger was never dead. That's what he argues. Maybe you should say the finger was never dead. So therefore there's no tumor. That's an interesting point. Rav Moshe doesn't consider that. Rav Moshe thinks that it is dead. Even after you saw it back on, it is dead, but he says that it's tumas beis hastarim. It's maga beis hastarim. Maga beis hastarim is not metame. So that's what they ask. But at the time that they're attaching it, it's not a beis hastarim. What about ohel? What does it help? Maga beis hastarim. What about ohel? It's something fishy with this, something incomplete with Rav Moshe's tshuva. Because usually they don't have such strong tainus against Rav Moshe's tshuva. Okay, so Gemara is trying to figure out how do you determine the tzar. Yeah.
If I question the Golden Midrash, do you don't actually consider Seyar to be a neighbor?
Seyar? Yeah.
Do you don't actually consider it to be a neighbor when we're talking about Ubo versus.
With respect to?
With respect to anything, they don't consider Eivor to be really
a neighbor. An Eivor? In order to be considered a neighbor, you have to have Fasa Gidmat Zomas, a whole Etzim Sholem. Or you have to have a neighbor Sholem, like the tongue, or like the stomach, or like the kidney. That's me and Eivor Shalom. Air is not the Eivor Shalom. I don't think so.
For Moshe's Shuva, couldn't you just do a surgery outside where there's no oil? And just put the body alongside the Eivor and sew them together?
At the time that you're sewing it, before you complete this, before you start to sew it, you take the dead piece that's metame and you touch
it
against.
That's just maga, but that wouldn't be around the oil.
Okay. Some of the doctors wouldn't want to do such surgery outside. American doctors wouldn't know. Maybe someone else. When I was visiting my father in the hospital in Maimonides in Brooklyn, so I would daven in the shul downstairs. So in between Mincha Maariv, they'd have a different conversation. So some guy says he visited Hungary. They took him into the operating room, into the surgery room. He says the doctors were all smoking. And he says he doesn't understand. The water is so polluted there. He says he would die if he would drink the water. And everybody uses the water, and they use the water on the patients and everything. He says the living conditions are very different from here. I don't know, today in America, I don't think they would do any surgery outside without a contained room. Maybe they would, but it's still a shaita from Maga. Okay, so Gemara is trying to figure out, how do you determine how much tzar you pay? So Gemara says, no. Gotta go like this. Ella omdim kamarim rotzalito lektola yara mukhtar la machim in sam lusai. The government made up their mind they're gonna cut off the guy's arm, bisam, it's not gonna hurt. And then some hospitals making an experiment, they wanna know pain control. So they ask people to volunteer who's willing to suffer the pain. Says, nope, they're cutting off my arm anyway, the government is gonna cut off my arm anyway. So if they pay me enough money, so I'll subject myself to the pain. So the Gemara says also, what is he, crazy? I'm shuking it. People are not going to do that.
Some means with anesthetic.
Yeah.
He's not going to have anything.
Right. So the Gemara says that doesn't make any sense. Ella fakir, the Gemara finally says by the tiny letter Aleph. Ella. Around 15 lines from the top of Pehem and Alephela. The government is going to punish him. They're going to cut off his arm. They're going to cut off his arm in a brutal fashion with a sayif. And it's going to be painful to no end. But how much money would he be willing to pay that they should give him an anesthetic, that he shouldn't feel the pain? So that's how you determine how much tzar is. Correct the Gemara, but it doesn't fit into the words of the Mishnah. It says, Omnim kamarim rota litol, not kamarim rota litain. It says, how much would a person be willing to collect? That's how the Gemara keeps on giving all the crazy suggestions in the beginning. How much would a man, that they want to have an experiment. They always advertise on the radio. They're having some experiment. Whoever has colitis should call up. Whoever has seizures should call up. Whoever has bellyache should call up. If you're over 65 and you have diabetes, I'll call up and we're going to make an experiment. We'll pay you money. Right? So over here, so the Gemara keeps on giving Mishalim. The advertising, how much would a person want to take to subject himself to pain? So then the Gemara said, I'm shugging it. No one's going to subject themselves to pain. Gemara finally said, no, the government is going to punish him. He's going to cut off his arm anyway. How much would he be willing to pay to avoid the pain? That's how you determine. Craig the Gemara, but it doesn't say that in the Mishnah. Kamaratzan lito. That's why the whole time we kept on suggesting lito. How much would a person be willing to accept in order to subject himself to the pain? So Gemara interprets in the Mishnah, no. Amravun Mishua, lito zemi zem, ashenasan zem. However much he would be willing to pay to avoid the pain, that's how much the chovel has to pay to the nechbal. But so the word litol is really a misnomer. It doesn't mean litol. It doesn't mean litol. It really means litain. Okay, that's how Gemara interprets the Mishnah. It means litain. Then Gemara talks about ripoy. No, the din says rak shifti itim rapi rapi. You have to pay ripoy. Ripoy, you have to pay doctor bills. What if the doctors give him clear kind of instructions? You have to do this, that, and the other thing in order to get better. And he clearly violates all of the instructions of the doctors in such a fashion that everybody knows that, and the doctor bills get more. He makes more complications than they were originally because he violates all the instructions. So the Gemara here says, Tosis writes, yeah, it depends what the doctor told him to do. If he clearly violates everything, then for sure it's a pasher. The doctor told him, don't eat salty foods and don't eat candies. He always eats candy, he always eats salty food. He can't believe that that's going to make anything worse. He always eats that kind of food. He doesn't believe that. So that's what Tosfos and Rashi learn in Gemara. That's not so much of a pasher. So the Gemara has this whole machlokes hatanaim. Let's say there are two routes to the cure. Paying the ripoy, the two routes to the cure. There's one way to cure him, but it's going to be very painful. And that's less expensive. And if you'll have the other long, drawn-out procedure that's way more expensive, so he'll feel much less pain in the cure. So the Gemara suggests that first, maybe that's a machlokes satanoi. Because again, there is some obscure machlokes satanoi, we don't know what they're fighting about. So the Gemara says, maybe that's the machlokes. But my kom b'fliki, the Gemara says, right before the wide lines. Three lines before the wide lines. But my kom b'fliki, what are they fighting about? Amar Rabba, ashkachtina l'rabbo, you have a braise, and it's unclear what they're fighting about. Ashkachtina l'rabbonim b'bei rav, he met the Talmidim in the yeshiva. The Yasvi v'kamri, in the yeshiva, they said, the yeshiva shereid is, that the machlokes is like this. Och b'makan nit m'legit kom b'fliki. That's the machlokes. Is the patient entitled, the nechbal, is he entitled to say, I want to have more comfort in the cure. So I want the chovel to pay more money in order that I should have less pain. So the Gemara suggests maybe that's a machlokes hatanan. Where the makan nitna legin kama fligi. Does the nechbal have the right to say, I want to have less pain, and therefore it's going to cost you more money, it's going to cost longer or a more expensive medication. Abban sabi makan nitna legin. The patient has a right to say, the nechbal has a right to say, I want to have less pain in the cure, and you have to pay more. The chovel has to pay more. Rabbi Yehuda makala nitlege, has no right to. But then the Gemara says, Gemara makes a suggestion. One time, Rabbi Yehuda distinguishes between ripui and shevis. Af machmas amakin chayv der aposo. And a chayvus litlo de mei shevis. Abuda makes a compromise. That what? It says, "Rak shifte yitain verapa yirapi." So it says "rapa yirapi" twice. Shino lo akosim. The Gemara says "tana bekro," and the second white line it says "tana bekro." Tana means repeat. The Chumash repeats the expression. It says "verapa yirapi." It says twice. So the Tana Rabbuda understands the other Tana and Tana Kama, and the third Tana say there is no such thing. It says Rak Shifta Yitim Rapa Yirapa, they go together. Either you pay both sheep, Shevis and Ripa, you pay neither. There is no such case that you pay only Ripa and you don't pay Shevis. It says Rapa Yirapa, Rabbuda holds. Rapa Yirapa says twice, the verb appears twice, so that means that there's a case where you pay Ripa even though you don't pay Shevis, and you shouldn't say that there's a Hekesh. Rak Shifta Yitim Rapa Yirapa, one is written next to the other one. So don't they always go together? No, rak is a miut. Achen v'rakin are miut in hay. So the Gemara says, since it says rak, So there's a miut on the Sheves, in this case, but you don't pay Sheves, and you do pay Ripon. So that's Reb Yudas Chiddush. In this kind of a case, is that what? That the healing process will take longer if you want to have less pain. So if the healing process takes longer, he'll be out of work for 2 weeks instead of 1 week, so he'll lose an extra week of salary. So the Sheves, he's not entitled to. For the extra week, he's not entitled to the Sheves, because they could have done a treatment that he would have been finished with all treatment in 1 week. He doesn't want it because it's too painful. So because it's too painful, so the Ripui, you do have to pay for the extra week. Rapi says twice, Tana Bekrot says the word twice, so the Ripui you do pay. The Sheves you don't pay. That's what Rabbi Yudah says. And the Tanakame, and the third Tana, Gemara understands that there are three Tanaim here. Tanakame and the third Tana say there is no such case, that you pay Ripa and you don't pay Sheves. It doesn't exist. They always go together. So the first Tana holds that you pay neither. You only pay Ripa and Sheves to the bare minimum. He could have accepted, if he would want to go to work, so he would have accepted the treatment that only takes 1 week. He wouldn't have to sit in the hospital for 2 weeks. He doesn't want that treatment. So I'm not mechuyev to chayvul v'chaver. I'm not mechuyev to pay him the extra Ripa and the extra Sheves. I'm mechuyev to pay for 1 week. And the third Tana holds fakir. Third Tana holds that he is entitled to the Ripa and to the Sheves for the extra week, because it's less painful. So that's called Ripa and Sheves. Then the Gemara says, if you'll say that mitzad asvare, there are two types of treatment. There's a treatment that takes 2 weeks, and it's going to be more costly. The hospital bills twice as much. He's in the hospital for 2 weeks instead of 1 week. And there's more medication, whatever. It's going to take longer. It's going to be more costly. So if you're going to go like the Tana who holds that the patient is entitled to all that, then Echba has the right to say, I want to have the less painful treatment. He's entitled to collect the Ripa and the Sheves for the extra week. So why does it say Rapa Yerapa twice? What are you learning now from the Rapi Rapi? Rabbi Yudah made a whole drasha. He says it's rak is a miut, and Rapi Rapi is a ribu. He said there's a case where you pay ripa and you don't pay Sheves. A whole fantastic shot. But the other chachamim don't agree with that. So the Gemara has to shine according to the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan basrad yamikol shu chay b'Sheves chay b'rib kol shen chay b'Sheves chay b'rib goes together. So ripa the tanabe kroa lamali about the 10th wide line. Ripa the tanabe kroa lamali. Why does the pasuk repeat the verb rapa yirapa? What are you marbling? Marzam bolu the tanar vishma tanar vishma rapa yirapa mekan. She nitra shus le'rayfe le'rapas. The chumash gives permission to the doctors to heal the patients. You need permission. What's the half a minute to think that you're not allowed to heal a patient? What's an avera to help out a Jew? Why would you think that you need permission? So the Ramban was a doctor, and he saw that a lot of doctors would kill the patients because they gave the wrong treatment. So he says, Pashit, you need permission from the Torah, otherwise I would say it's an Isa Lo Sirtzach. It's a Safik Ritzicha. You may be killing the patient. So the Torah says, you do to the best of your ability. Need the Rishus, it's permissible to treat the patient, even though you may discover in another 5 years that the treatment that you gave killed them or that harmed them. You're permitted to treat based on the medical knowledge of your generation, but you have to be up on the medical knowledge. That's how the Ramban writes in Torah Sot. Tosis writes a different shot. Tosis writes, Nitim Shus L'Rofi L'Rapais. Tosis says, for that, you have to have written twice, Rapa Yerape. And if it only be written once, then you pay Ripui. If it says once without a Kefal Oshin, also it's obvious that he's going to a doctor. If no doctor is allowed to treat a patient, so why does the Chavav Bachver have to pay Ripui? He's not allowed to go. The patient's not allowed to go to the doctor. So Tosfos says no. The whole Shaila, whether Rishus L'Rofei L'Rapa, is only if the person gets a sickness B'dei Shamayim. He gets some sickness, he doesn't know what the cause was. If I beat you up and I cause Chavav Bachver, so that wasn't Min HaShamayim. So that, of course, the Pasuk implies that the Pasuk is clear. If the fact that the Chavav Bachaber has to pay Ripui, it's a clear-cut indication that the Nechbal is allowed to go to a doctor. And you don't say that this is a Gzeres HaMelech, Tosfos calls it. Gzeres HaMelech, Gzeres HaMelech, mean a Gzer Min HaShemayim that they want this man to suffer. No, someone beat me up. That's not a Gzeres HaMelech. But if a person would get sick on his own, not the way it's described in the Chumash. The Chumash is talking on Chavav Bachaber. What if a person gets sick on his own? No one caused him any harm. So that, there's room to think that that's a Gzeres HaMelech, that you're not allowed to be soisa, gzeres hamelech. You're not allowed to undo the wish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rabbanu Shlomo wants him to be sick. So I would have thought you're not allowed to treat him. So Kamashkul on the Pasuk, Verapa Yerape, Shenitam Rishus L'Roifei L'Rapis, Hafil L'Choli Habo B'dei Shamayim. That's how Tosis learns Shem. Hafil L'Choli Habo B'dei Shamayim. Abdenezer has a tshuva, he paskins against Tosis. I don't think anybody follows that, Abdenezer. He paskins based on the Ibn Ezra on that Pasuk, and he quotes some other Rishayim that no, that it's only Rishus L'Roifei L'Rapis on Acholi B'dei Yodom. And Acholi B'dei Shamayim, you're not allowed to go to a doctor. The doctor's not allowed to heal a patient because it's soisa gzeres hamelech. I don't know. I think the Jews never accepted that. He quotes some obscure Rishonim and say like that. We never accepted that position. I remember many years ago, maybe over 50 years ago, there was headlines on the first page of the New York Times that whoever was the Pope at that time gave a big hiroah, gave a big psak, that women in labor are permitted to take aspirins, that they shouldn't have to suffer. What was the issue? Because it says in the Holy Bible, Be'etzev tel bibarim, that the women have to suffer at childbirth. So did we ever take that seriously? That's it. The Baruch Hu gave a curse to Chava, Be'etzev tel bibarim. If we can run away from the curse, we have to stand there and let the Rabbanu Shalom pour the fire on us. If we can run out of Gehenim, there's a run. Because Nefesh is Dechei Gehenim also. Run away, don't. So the Catholic Church was concerned about this. Still around 50 years ago, the Pope finally gave a psak. They're permitted to take aspirins. They're permitted to run away from the curse. So by Yosef, we always assume, like Tosis says, Rapi, Rapi, of course. Ramban holds that that's such a double posh. Ramban holds, no, Nitin Rishus, Lord for the Rappers, you shouldn't think that the doctor is over an Aveir. You shouldn't think the doctor is over an Aveir of Ritzicha. He practices medicine to the best of his knowledge, to the best of the knowledge of that generation, even though he may be harming the patient. But to say that the patient is not allowed to go to a doctor, because he says that there is a melech, it's a shver of one.
Prior to the Avinidah, says Pshan Marandav Pei by the Chassid.
Huh?
That was the Chassid, that he was punished because he shouldn't have gone to the doctor for help.
That's what he writes. Because it was a chedah b'day shamayim.
Okay. I thought I saw some place the Ramban didn't go to the doctor himself.
The Ramban says, the Ramban was a doctor.
He was a doctor, yeah.
He says that doctors are fanochrim, right? The Vilna Gaon used to follow that rabbi. He says that doctors are fanochrim, and the Jews should be mispalel. Yeah, Jews shouldn't use medicine, they should be mispalel. The Gemara says that one of the kings, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, was one of the kings, was going to Sefer Refuas. He hid the medical textbooks. He closed down all the medical schools. And the rabbis gave him a big yashikach. They didn't want to have medical schools, because they had medical schools, so people not going to daven, they'll all rely on the doctors going to heal them. So they wanted people to daven, so he did away with all the medicine.
What about the other way around? That it's just going to be complete relying on, which I'm not saying not a good thing, but doesn't there have to be some mishtabas?
That's the question about that Ramban. The Ramban was a doctor, and he thinks that the Jews should daven. Instead of going to doctors, they should daven. The doctors are for the norm. I don't know, it's not too popular an opinion. That Ramban and this Avinez are not too popular. That's not the accepted opinion. We assume that it's permissible to go to doctors and it's obligatory to go to doctors and even a chalila b'dei shamayim. Even if every person chalila has cancer, he's not allowed to go to a doctor. You just have to lay down and die. We don't follow that opinion. We follow Tosis. That even komashmalon, v'rapi rapi, even a chalila b'dei shamayim also.
It writes like Amar did say, "Bo b'shuktani askinan." Above when we're talking about taking injuries, doesn't the Gemara in Sanhedrin say that Yesh Chaladim Shgufo Chavulav Mono Yesh Chaladim Shmono Chavulav Shgufo? So why didn't the Gemara just say over there that "Bo b'shuktani askinan"?
I don't know. That Gemara is a pella. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is a pella. The Mishnah in Brachas a pella. That it says. Why does it have to say b'chol miyadecha with all of your money? If it already says b'chol nafshecha, so the Gemara says yesh lachem she mamon chavu v'alam megufa. How can it be mamon chavu v'alam megufa? He's prepared to give up his life on kiddush Hashem if they want him to worship Baba Yisrael, but he's not prepared to spend all of his money. He's so attached to his money. What do you mean? He's kind of
people do.
He's so attached to his money.
People do all sorts of things that are
bad
for their health.
Yeah. They do without thinking, yes. Yeah. They need a pasuk to tell you that. You need a pasuk, it should be a kal v'chomer. So the Tanoim say, yeah, you need a pasuk. So he says, why did he need a pasuk? Got the pshuv to ask him? I don't know. And the second parasha of Yom Shemat Tishmiru, there it doesn't say, there it just says, B'chol Avchem, B'chol Navshechem, it doesn't say, B'chol Miyodeh. So that's where Rav Chaim Volozhin writes in the Nefesh HaChayim, because the parasha Shnia is written to the Tzibur. The Tzibur are not going to be crazy. There is no Tzibur. You can have a Yochid, Yesh Lachodom. There's a Yochid who's Mamon Lachod V'Alam Agufam. But the Tzibur is not going to be crazy. So we don't understand the Yochid. The Yochid is crazy. So you need a pasuk for him. We will establish the din for that Yochid. We know what the din is. That is B'chol Nafshecha. In effect, that's B'chol Nafshecha. Safik, Asfek Sveika of Sakanas Nefashis. It's Decha Kol Tarkul, except for the Abu Dazar Gilaris and Shvichas Dami, where it's not there. I don't know, that's a strong kasha. What do you need a pasuk for that, the Yesh Lech Adam, for the crackpot? The Allah will establish based on the Kavachayma that the crackpot should not follow his conscience. I don't know. The Enigmor has a whole discussion among the Tanoim. Is the Choyl B'chaver Mechuyif to pay for the extra medications that the Nechbal requires? If the extra medications, the extra complications are Shaloi Machmas HaMakeh. Shaloi Machmas HaMakeh. So what has it got to do with the Choyl? Of course he doesn't have to pay. Mor says no. It's Machmas HaMakeh, but the Choyl didn't follow the doctor's instructions. So because he didn't follow the doctor's instructions, that's why he got worse. If he would have followed the instructions, he would have not gotten worse. So news, if he didn't follow the doctor's instructions, it's his fault. So why is the choyvel chayv to pay that? So that's a machloek yisatanoim. What's the machloek yisatanoim? So that's what Tosis says. The tanoim lochashu lepasheh kolkach. That's what Rashi and Tosis say. He didn't listen to the doctor's instructions. Everybody thinks they're smarter than the doctor. Come on, he's going to tell me I shouldn't eat cookies. I shouldn't eat the potato chips. I shouldn't eat chocolates. How can it be? He always ate chocolate, I'm not going to get sick. And then he does get sick. If the doctor tells him, you know, don't go jogging for 3 hours, and a sick patient, he starts running around in his jogging shorts in below freezing weather. So that's obviously he's violating the instructions of the doctor. It's ridiculous. Everybody understands that. But he's violating the instructions of the doctor where Bnei Adam, the average person, will say, yeah, that doesn't matter. And then it turned out that that's what made him sicker. So that's a machlokes satanai.
He had another condition, in other words, that being sick of the makeh, or?
No. Not he had another condition. The makeh, the chavola itself, we had it under control. But the doctor says, make sure you don't do this and that. That'll aggravate the situation. So he didn't listen to the doctor.
Yeah.
So now the Gemara has a machlokes satanoim. If he didn't, this case, if he didn't listen to the doctor, and that caused the added complications, if it's only a Aruba Dain, she would understand. That's such an obvious violation of what the doctor said. So then, of course, the Chayvel doesn't have to pay for the extra Ripa and Shevis. But the Shaila is, if he didn't listen to the doctor on something that most people would think that that's a joke, and turned on his case that it wasn't a joke, so that's a machlokes satanoim.
Really got anything like smoking that he was doing his whole life.
Yeah.
But that's proven. That
if it's already proven that it's everybody they have signs all over. So then if this guy keeps on smoking after his chavala and that causes added problems, so then the chavala is not chayv to pay for that because everybody knows. Now it's public knowledge that it's unhealthy. But years ago, before it became such public knowledge, smoking is also like, hey, you know, tell me, can he eat cookies, can he eat this, can he eat that, yeah. Everybody thinks the doctors are exaggerating. So they tell you, don't smoke. Years ago, 50 years ago, they tell you, don't smoke, it's an exaggeration.
Could he make a claim that maybe had he not been hit, or had he not been what's called incentive to the hospital, maybe he would have not had any other issues that could come up? Like, even though he's not able to follow the doctor's orders, per se, but... or he isn't, maybe he would have not even had those issues, or he wouldn't even have to worry about those things had he not been sent to me. Maybe it was just too much to follow once he was already in. Maybe the guy can make a time of that.
What, the Nechbal should make a time?
The one getting hit, he can make a time of that. Listen, if the other one didn't hit me, maybe I would have never had to come in here, and the doctor's orders are just too much for me to follow.
there's way too many things for me to follow.
Right, so the Gemara presents that's a machlekes hataran. Is that called machmas hamakeh? If the nechba would have followed the doctor's orders, he would have not required this additional treatment. The doctor's orders are such that it's so much. It's for the average person that's asking too much. It's a little. It seems unreasonable. The average person considers the doctor's instructions unreasonable or exaggerated. So then he violates the doctor's instructions and it costs more money for the treatment. So that's a machlokes satanaim.
Not even necessarily that's only unreasonable, but Rebbe gave the example of potatoes, wouldn't be like potatoes and everything, but like maybe there were just way too many things to get him back to being healthy.
Okay.
At that point.
Similar, yeah, same thing. So that's a machlokes satanaim. Then the Gemara has a shaila. The last line before the very wide lines. Let's say the one who did the chavola is a doctor. So he says, I will treat you. Why should I pay money go to this doctor? I'm a better doctor than him. I will treat you. Is that a taina or not? I don't want to pay. I'll give you service. I'll do a better job than the other one. So Omalei, so the Gemara says, no, the nechbo can argue back to the chavola. Domis alai ke arya arbo. You appear to me like a lion in waiting, like a lion hiding to attack me. You already broke my arm, and now you tell me that you're a doctor, your specialty is a fixing arm, so you're going to tell me to fix the arm? I'm afraid. So the Marsa Mika read in, he really could have argued like that. But it's not fair on his part. It's not fair that you should have, because the patient can say, the Nechbo can say, Domas Allah ke Aryarba. What if the Yomalei? What if the Chayvel says, Masina Asya de Magin de Magin? I have a good friend of mine, I have a relative, he's going to treat you for nothing. So I don't want to pay doctor bills, you want to go to Dr. X, and it's going to cost me a fortune. I'm going to get Dr. Y, he's a good friend of mine, he'll do it for nothing. So Amalei, so the patient can say, no, that's not fair. Asya de Magin de Magin, Magin Shove. A doctor who does the work for nothing is worthless. No, that's not a valid taina. Just like it's not a taina, I will heal you as I don't want to pay. So if it's not a valid taina, I'll get you a doctor who won't charge anything. But if he says...
You're getting the job done in the long run.
So the Gemara says it's not considered... it's irregular.
I have a friend that's going to do me for free. He's doing me a favor.
So if a guy does the treatment for nothing... You're right. The Gemara assumes that if a doctor is going to do treatment for nothing, he's not going to be so conscientious. It says in Shulchan Aruch like that. If you can have a choice of two chazanim, one chazan volunteers to daven for nothing, the other chazan is going to take money, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So it says the one who's going to take money is probably going to do a better job. The one who takes money will be more conscientious. The Stamei Rabbanim giving a shir also. If they pay the Rebbe a salary, he'll be more conscientious, we assume, that he'll really prepare and deliver good shiur. If he does it for nothing, it's behitnat vud. So he's not going to prepare so much. He's doing them a favor. So what does he have to work his kishkas out for? So that's what the Gemara says. The patient, the nechbel, has a right to say, I don't want to rely on your doctor's going to do it for nothing. He's not going to be that conscientious. What if he says, oh, I'm going to get a doctor from South Carolina. He's coming into New York anyway for a doctor's conference. In South Carolina, they don't charge so much like Park Avenue doctors in New York. He's going to do it for less. The Omalei Maisin Allah Chasya Rechika. I get your doctor from Viberik. Is a doctor coming in from Tokyo to visit for a conference. So he'll stay an extra week and he'll do it. He'll charge money, but he's not going to charge as much as the doctor in New York. So then Omalei, so the patient, the Nechba, has a right to tain Asya Rechika. A doctor who lives in a far off place is going to come and do the treatment, then he's going to go back a week later, a month later.
Yes.
So Eina Avira, he can blind it. The common expression is that a doctor who lives in a different location far away, he'll blind the eye of the patient. They won't realize that he didn't treat them until 2 weeks later. 2 weeks later, he'll already be back in Charleston, South Carolina. He won't be in New York anymore. So that's not a good doctor. You have to get a doctor who's going to be conscientious, he's going to charge money, and it cannot be. The Nechbal can insist, I don't want that the doctor should be the one who did the Chavala himself. He's not going to get paid money from anybody. And it has to be a doctor who lives in the neighborhood, lives in the community. Unless it's the world's greatest expert, lives in Texas, whatever. Then you got to go to Texas. The Amali Hech, the second white line. And what happens if the Nechmal says, Havli li didi, you just pay me all the money for Ripui, and I'll find a doctor. I'll go find the doctor and I'll go to the drugstore and I'll take care of all the medication. So Tosis points out there is a Gemara later. If the Bezin makes a Shuma, the Bezin should consist of a group of learned doctors. Shouldn't have Bezin of Rabbonim. What are the Rabbonim going to know over here? So she got a Bezin of religious doctors. So the doctors say, oh, we see the Havala that he has. This should cost so much and so much for the doctor bills, for the hospital bills, and for the medication. $50,000, and that's all you have to pay. Pay $50,000, that's all. So once they make a determination, how much money? If I could say, pay that amount of money, you don't pay more, you don't pay less, you pay that amount of money. Here we're talking, they never made a shuma. The Choyvel is paying ongoing doctor bills, and he's paying ongoing Shevis bills as he's going along. They never establish a Bezin to determine a shuma. So the Shaila is, if the Nechtel says, Havli li didi, the Omele Hech, if the Nechma says to the Chavo, Havli, did he give me the money? I'm seen and I'll show you. And I'll go to a doctor. So then the Chavo can taina Omalei, Vashaitim and Abshachav, Shaklis Minoi Tvei. I'm afraid to trust you. You're going to make me pay the amount of money that it would normally cost for you to go to a doctor and buy medicine. I'm afraid you're going to go to a cheap doctor, El Cheapo. You're going to go to a cheap doctor to save money. You're going to buy some other medicine instead of the real medicine in order to save money in your pocket. And that'll turn out that the people will say, what a miserable guy I am, that I didn't pay the doctor bills for Haraya, that he's still sick. He's not sick because of me. I paid him more money. He's not going to want to use all of the money for the medications or all of the money for the doctor bills. He's going to try to save. So that's a taina that the Chevel has. Chevel has a right to say, I don't want to pay you a lump sum of money. Because he says, unless you make a shuma. It best makes a shuma so far, I think. So finish.
That means it's going to cost so much. The doctor has to provide that money. Not the sick person is sick. He's getting it. You know, the shuma is, it's going to cost
the doctor. Put together a dozen of doctors.
Yeah, and it's going to cost so much.
And they say it's going
to
cost so much
well.
To make him better.
To make him well.
And it's going to cost so much for doctor bills and from.
Yeah, the doctor says, I'll take care of it all. So that's like saying, I'll do it.
I'm not going to take care of it all. No, they say whatever doctor you go to, the correct amount, the insurance companies, like Gepaskin, that the correct amount for this is so much.
Yeah.
And if anyone's going to charge less,
there's no.
It's not fair. Anyone's going to charge more is not fair. This is
no
the going rate for such a. Huh?
They have no insurance. There was no such thing.
Okay.
So with the $50,000, how does that come into play? In other words, the doctor says,
that's the going
I'm going to pay the $50,000.
No, he's going to pay.
Where's it coming from?
No, he says all the doctors, the going rate for treating such a thing is $50,000. For the doctor bill, for the hospital bill, for the medication, sachakol, everything together,
so
it costs $50,000.
So he's going to give him $50,000.
No, then the Chayvel will pay the Nechbal the $50,000. That's the end.
The Chayvel is the doctor. The one who paid the Chayvel was the doctor.
No. The first case was the doctor.
Thing.
No, different case.
Oh.
Different case. The Gemara has different cases here.
Oh.
So the first case was that it was a doctor who did the Chayvel and he says, I want to treat you rather than pay. So the Nechbal says, I don't trust you. Second case was the Chayvel says, I get you a doctor, I'll do it for nothing, a friend of mine. The Nechbal has a right to say, I don't want. Third case was a different case. The Chayvel says, I'll get you a doctor from South Carolina. He's not interested in so much money. He'll charge money, but he won't charge as much as the Manhattan doctors. So he says, I don't want that because he's going to go back and there's no accountability. He's going to go back. He can blind me. Asirichika eino avira. People have an expression that a doctor who lives in a far-off place and he's just here for a week and he's going to treat me. He can blind the patient. He's going to go back, and we'll never have any, never be able to have any tarumas about it.
The
woman
going to
make the says he should keep on paying ongoing bills to the doctor.
You don't know what he's paying. You won't know
each time. You have to tell him which doctor to go to, who's not a ganef, and then he pays ongoing bills. So if they go to a bezin of doctors and the bezin assesses how much it should cost, he pays him a lump sum and he's finished. And everybody knows he went to a bezin. If he doesn't go to a bezin, and the Nechvel says, pay me $50,000 and I'll go get a doctor, and if it turns out that it's not that much, I'll refund your money. So then the Gemara says, the Chayvel Tintain, I don't trust you. You're going to try to pocket the money yourself. You're going to go to a doctor. You may not go to a doctor. He may go to a doctor who's not going to charge too much, and he won't be so conscientious. And then people are going to say that I'm a miserable guy.
And Shaharach, we assume that, we said earlier that that a right pay that when he takes money, so he's doing a mitzvah v'shavis alone, and he can't take extra money.
Yeah, that's the Shaila. Agamara says, nitam reshus l'roi for the rapis. It's a heter. It's permissible for the doctor to treat the patient. Is it only permissible? Is there a mitzvah? So the Rambam writes in one place, there's a mitzvah of a hashivosolo. Hashivosolo we had before, in the end of Merubah. The Gemara said, the hashivosolo goes on hashavas aveide. So the Gemara says, hashavas gufo is a kavachem from hashavas mamono. If the guy lost a penny, hashavas pruti, mukhiv to do hashavas aveide, certainly on hashavas gufo. That was on daf peyala from a base. Hashavas gufo in the Gemara means the guy's lost in a forest, he doesn't know how to get out, so you should help him. So the Rambam writes, included in Hashivosalo is also that a doctor is mechuyev, a mitzvah on the doctor to treat the patients.
Gemara has come up with a heter for the doctor. It's a mitzvah.
No, first you have to establish that it's mutter. Once you establish that it's mutter, then it becomes a mitzvah. If it's going to be also because you may kill him, the Ramban says, so you may kill him. Safek pikuach nefesh, not lava.
According to Tosfos. So. I know the Torah is telling me that it's not going on a doctor.
It doesn't go on a doctor. It goes on Shavas Gufa. The guy's lost in the forest. He doesn't know how to get out. So then you have to help him. Once you establish Mardav, that it's Mutter, that it's Nochashash Ritzicha, that the Ramban raises, Nochashash Tosek Zeris HaMelech, that Tosek raises, once you say it's Mutter, so then Mele, this too is included in Mahashivosom. That's how the Ramam interprets. Ramam and the Ramban both say that a doctor is not allowed to take more salary than a Rebbe in Yeshiva. Because for Hashavas Aveda, the Gemara says in Eilam Metzias, one who does Hashavas Aveda is not allowed to charge any money. He's not allowed to charge money to do a mitzvah. So if the doctor's obligation to treat the patients is based on Hashavas Aveda, so then the doctor is also not allowed to charge. He's only allowed to charge. Schar Batola. The Gemara says in the end of Ksuvis that one who's teaching Torah is not allowed to charge any money. He's only allowed to take Schar Batola. Min HaTorah Schar Batola. Is muta stam in midrabanan? They made a chumer has to be schar batola demuchach. Has to be obvious that it's schar batola. Guy's married, has a lot of children. He has to pay rent. He has to pay for food and clothing, and he doesn't have any other jobs. If he has a big yerusha, then he's not allowed to charge money for teaching Torah. Or if he has a business on the side, he has some business on the side, he's making money. He's not allowed to charge for teaching Torah. But if he doesn't have any other way, any other means of having a parnasa. That's schar batola demuchach. So it's obvious to everybody that he has to make money somewhere. So then he's allowed to charge that amount. Is schar batola. Not allowed to exaggerate. He's allowed to charge schar batola.
The doctor doesn't need to charge so much, though. If they can say, I want to treat any Jews, I want to treat going. So the schar batola would be higher. I mean, every time he's treating a Jew, he's not being able to treat
no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda for an offer, he's in the medic in
charge. What he wants.
Yeah.
So then he can charge a Jew also.
How is that?
Because he could be treating a goy at that time.
Schar batola means he has to make a living somehow. Schar batola means he's. I ask you, I can't charge you for the services rendered. I treat the patients for nothing, but I ask you to pay me for not taking a job. I have no parnasa. So all of my customers, all of my patients whom I treat, want me not to take a job in order to be able to treat them. So collectively, all of them together have to pay me a salary as schar batola.
So that would apply to too. In other words, the fact that he could be doing something else because of his skill, I could have gotten the job.
It's not because I could have been treating a non-Jewish patient. I could have gotten a job in business, whatever. I could have made $1 million.
He's not for that. He wants to be a doctor. I mean, he's a businessman.
Okay.
So his job at all, I thought, I mean, problems on the street is the fact that he could use his skill for doing, being a bottle of time and what I'm doing now, I could be doing.
Let's say the Hasam Sofer has a tshuva where he discusses there was only one doctor in Pittsburgh, a Jewish doctor, Shem Shabbos doctor, and one of the goyish farmers took sick, And he sent his worker from the farm with a horse and a buggy to bring the Jewish doctor to the farm, which was Chutz L'Tchum. So the doctor came, and he had the Goyish farm worker carry his bag.
It was on Shabbos.
On Shabbos. And he went and he treated the Nachri, and then they took him back, I think. So they said that the doctor was Mechal Shabbos because he went Chutz L'Tchum. So what does the Chassam Sofer say? So Chassam Sofer has a tshuva in Chesh Mishpat, he has about it. At the end of Chesh Mishpat, he has miscellaneous tshuvas that belong in other halakha. So he says that that Truman is only the Rabbanan, and he was the only doctor in Perinsburg. So he says, Pikuach Nefesh. What do you mean? The one and only Jewish doctor is going to say, sorry, it's my Sabbath, I'm not allowed to go save the life of a non-Jew. They'll kill him. They'll make a whole pogrom, they'll kill all the Jews. So he said, of course he's allowed to go. Mishum Eva means if they're going to be upset. But here he says it's worse than Eva. Eva is not enough to be matir malocha deraisa, sometimes matir derabbana, sometimes not. But here he says he can even violate Isurim deraisa. He's the one and only doctor in the whole Presbyter. So of course he has to go treat the Nachri. There's no shayla about it. So then he discusses what about the money the Nachri is going to pay him for coming on Shabbos. So what about taking money? So he says, Schar Shabbos you're not allowed to take. So he says, but you shouldn't give it to the Nachri. You shouldn't treat the Nachri chinam. Because that's an Issa Lois Lechonim. So she charged money to the Nochin, and she gave away that money to Tzedakah. Sure. That's the Cheshbon that the Chassam Sofer says. So the Pashtus is that the whole problem that the Chassam Sofer saw in charging money, taking money from the Nochri patient on Shabbos, as Char Shabbos, is only because the patient was a Nochri. If it would have been a Jewish patient, there wouldn't be any problem. He would be able to take this Char. On a Nochri patient, you charge him for the services rendered. On a Jewish patient, because it's no mitzvah of Hashivosavo. On a Jewish patient, I'm not charging for the services rendered. I'm charging the Jews for not taking a job all year long. So that has nothing to do with Shabbos. If it's a Jewish patient, I'm not charging him for the fact that I came on Shabbos.
You never charge.
Even if I do in the weekdays, I'm not charging for the services rendered. When a Rebbe gives a shiur in the yeshiva, he's not salaried for giving the shiur. He's salaried not to take a job. That's when it means Char Batala Demuchav. He's salaried. Don't take a job, and maybe you'll be free. So I'll be free to give a shiur for nothing. So I give a shiur for nothing. But it's not that they pay me to give a shiur. I'm not allowed to take a salary to give the shiur. So if it would have been a Jewish patient, the pashtus says that there wouldn't have been a problem. How is he allowed to take the money? He's taking the money. It's not schar shabbos. It's schar chol. He's taking the money for not taking a job all year long, 354 days in a year. He's not working.
Isn't it a metach toast? Maybe in the sense to say that you're gonna take the money and give it to the guy's paying you for your service, not to give it to somebody else.
Why? What, the Nachri patient is going to be upset if the religious doctor wants to give away part of his money to charity?
Possibly. I don't know. He's paying him for his.
Why? Every doctor can give. Every doctors give a lot of money to charity. They can give.
No, the reason
want.
Why you're giving money is because you're not allowed to take it. No. Wouldn't you have to tell
the
us
only
that?
Reason why the doctor is giving away the money to tzedakah?
Yeah.
He doesn't want to violate schar shabbos.
Wouldn't you have to tell him that?
No, why should I tell him? If I'll tell him I'm not allowed to take schar shabbos, he'll say, okay, I'm not going to pay you.
Okay. So
the doctor is in violation of lois hachanan. Then he did a teiva for the nachri for nothing. He treated the nachri, and usually if it would be the weekdays, he would charge him money. But because it's shabbos, he doesn't charge.
He
used to be a doctor
he
here.
He said the whole reason why he did it was because of the fact that it would come to be the case of where either you die or there would be more than eight in the case. That's why
right.
He's doing it. So he's not doing it because no longer to make money out of it.
Okay. But still, if he'll treat the patient for nachrim, a nachri, treat him for nothing, then there will be a problem of lois hachanam. So he doesn't want to do that. So he's going to charge money, but in order not to violate Schar Shabbos, so he'll give all of that money. If it's stuck, he doesn't have to tell the Nachri that he's going to give it away. But if it would be a Jewish patient, B'chayre, even if we would treat him in the weekdays, he's not charging for the services rendered. He's not allowed to charge. It's like HaShavos Aveni, not allowed to charge for performing a mitzvah. So he's charging money for the Schar Batala. I want you to pay. I want all of my patients to pay me collectively. They'll all divide among themselves. I estimate how many patients I have in the course of the year, how much money is it reasonable for me to make? Schar Batala. It's not reasonable to ask Schar Batala $1 million. Schar Batala. The guy's not doing any work. If you do work, you can charge for the work. I could have made $1 million, but I have no right to ask for the full $1 million. I'm sitting back and I'm not doing anything. I'm Yoshe Batel Mimalachti. How much would a person charge who could have made $1 million? We have it sometimes. Let's say someone is very brilliant in computers or something, brilliant in one area. And my company is afraid he's going to work for the competition, and the competition is going to get all of business. Yeah, but I can't hire him for me. I don't need so many people working for me. I have already more than enough doctors in my hospital. I have more than enough people and no computers in my firm. I don't need another guy. So I tell him, I'll pay you. If you'll take the job by the other guy, you'll be able to make $2 million. I'll make you a deal. I'll pay you $500,000. Don't work for me. Don't work for anybody. Go to Florida. Go rest up a whole year. Relax. Sit and learn a whole year. So that's called Schar Batola. When you pay a person not to take a job, just to sit in the Yeshivot. So if he's a person who knows how to learn,
he'll get more money because he's a genius. Meaning, is it subjective based on how much he would get because he's not working now? Meaning, it's more valuable to me that he's not going to work, specifically him.
Yeah.
More than another Joe.
So you have to figure out how much is reasonable that he should charge. If he would have gotten the other job, he could have made $10 million. So you tell him, we don't want you to work this year. So you can stay home. You can learn daf yomi. You can learn all day long. You don't have to do any work at all. But we want to pay you money not to work for the competition. That's schar batala. Here by a Rebbe and by a doctor, you're paying them schar batala. You're paying them not to take a job because they're going to take a job and be busy. They won't have time to teach Torah. They won't have time to heal the patients. So we pay them schar batala so they'll be free to treat the patients for nothing. They're free to teach Torah for nothing.
So you have a Rebbe that could be a scientist and make inventions. So
okay,
so he's
okay. So if the Rebbe has a PhD in some area, so he's entitled to more schar batala. Okay, correct. That's the schar batala. That's what I think. I think the whole shadow the Chasam Sofer raised about the schar shabbos is only because the doctor is treating a nochri patient. So he has the right to charge for the treatment. So he's charging for the services rendered on Shabbos. So that's an issue of schar shabbos. If it would be treating a Jewish patient, it's bechlal no shayla, because he's not charging for the pool of don on Shabbos. He's charging for the fact that all year long on the weekdays he didn't take a job.
Then if the Rebbe or the doctor has an income from somewhere else, so has investments or whatever, that he's not allowed to take a son?
Yeah. It's only mutter if it's not only that. It's only mutter if schar batola de muchaf. That's the Gemara in the end of Ksuv. It's only mutter if it's obvious to the public that he doesn't have any other means of income. But if he has a reasonable means of income, so he's not allowed to take a salary for doing a mitzvah. Yeah, there is no schar batola.
The Rabban has no shul. He would have shabbos or
No, if you wouldn't have had this pasuk that teaches you it's mutter for the roife to heal,
then
it would have been also, so you can't say it's mechuyev, but once you have a pasuk that is mutter, then you're mechuyev too.
But the Rambam doesn't hold this pasuk, tells us only for the present survival. Somebody else. A person gets cancer,
has to show himself
of the disease by
itself.
Another
Rambani, Ben Ezra has a lot. The Ben Ezra says that he's not allowed to, the doctor is not allowed to treat him. The doctor is not allowed to treat him. Ramban has a different thing, that the patient, if he's a Jewish religious person, he should have bitochen, he should daven to the Rabban Shalom. But then the Ramban says, Rapi, the doctor is permitted to treat the patient, and he can't say that it's a lifne iver, that you're supposed to have bitochen. The male, I'm not allowed to treat you. So the Ramban learns that's also pshat. Nita mishus l'roif the rappers. The doctor is permitted to heal. The first pshat is he's permitted to heal. You shouldn't say that it's a suffix. He may kill him. It's a chash loisiritzah. And then he adds on, Ramban personally feels that Jewish people are supposed to have bitochen. They should tell him, should go to a doctor. But yeah, it's like a chumer. So he says, the doctor's not allowed to say, I'm not allowed to heal you. If you're pleading with me that I should heal you, so it's permissible for me to treat the patient, and I shouldn't say that it's a lift neiva on the part of the doctor, that he shouldn't treat the patient, he should tell the patient, you should daven have bitoch. Ramban has that too. Yeah. Then the Gemara has in the second line from the bottom, the Yomalei quotes Nimekitz, what if the Nechbal says, pay me a lump sum? So if they go to Bezdin of doctors, and the doctors say, this is the lump sum, that's how much it should cost, that's fine. But here the Nechbal is saying on his own, Kotzli Mekatz. He doesn't want to go to a bezin. he wants to make an agreement with the chayvul and the nechbal between the two of them. So then the chayvul can say, no, if we'll go to Bezdin, fine, but on our own, I'm afraid to. I'm afraid. I'll give you a lump sum payment, and you'll be so lahut after the money, you'll go run, invest it in a bank or something, in a special CD. You won't take care of yourself. Your situation is going to get worse. And then they're going to say, what a rotten chayvel. He didn't even take care of the ripui. So then the Gemara says, before the whole sugya began, on Pei Dalet on the base, the whole discussion began, that says, Tzar Sheloi B'Makom Nezek. Tzar Sheloi B'Makom Nezek is a machlokes satanoi. And the Mishnah holds that you do pay. Now the Gemara has a shaila, maybe B'Makom Nezek you only pay Nezek. Maybe Tzar Sheloi B'Makom Nezek you pay. Maybe Tzar B'Makom Nezek you don't pay. Maybe you don't have two tashlumens. So the Gemara says, no, we have a pasuk. Tana, we have a braisa, second line from the bottom, Kul Mishtamim B'Makom Nezek. Even though you're paying Nezek, you shouldn't say, I already paid for the guy's arms, so I have a right to cut it off. So I shouldn't have to pay for the tzar. I shouldn't have a right. I shouldn't be obligated to pay for the ripui, for the shevis, for anything. So the answer is no. The psukim teaches. So the Gemara has psukim. The tzar b'makom nezik. The tzar shalom b'makom nezik and tzar b'makom nezik. There's both. The Gemara says, but I need that pasuk to teach me a different din. The Rabbi Shogi kemez v'enus kerotzan. How can you learn out a din that is tzar b'makom nezik? Shogi kemez v'enus kerotzan. That's only on the nezik, not on the tzar ripui shevis and boshin. We pointed out. The Gemara said at the end of the second pair, boshis is only in this kavin lachvo. And sari peshev is you have to have some pshia. And nezik yichayev afilo the rabbi shogi kemezi v'enis kirotz. Unless it's an einis gomer, that's how we pass. That's the taisis, the beginning of haminiach brings rice from the gemara. Taisis has a strange compromise. Taisis says that sometimes einis is chayev, sometimes einis is potter. The taisis on chav zayin on the base. So that taisis did not make itself into shulchan aruch. We don't pass like that. We pass like the Rambam. That all cases of Aynis are put. Aynis Gomer is put. But if it's not an Aynis Gomer, then you chayv in Ezek. Sure. So Gemara explains how you darshan all the things from the same pasuk. Then the Gemara says, you rapidly then refu b'makom nezik. Even though you pay nezik, you got to pay ripui. You have two separate tashlumim. Sure. The Gemara explains, how do you learn how rapi? You learn nitin reshus l'rafil. How can you learn so many things from the same phrase? And the Gemara says, there are a lot of extra words there, so we dashin from all the extra words. Sure. Then the Gemara says about 10 lines from the top. The whole discussion we're having is we have tzar b'makom nezik, tzar shavlo b'makom nezik, ripa b'makom nezik, ripa shlo b'makom nezik. Michlal, the inference is the mashkach slu shlo b'makom nezik. That all these things are possible shlo b'makom nezik. You can have tzar without nezik, you can have ripa without nezik, you can have shevis without nezik, you can have boishes without nezik. So the Gemara says, Shalom Maknes, Hecha Mashkachaslu. What's the Hecha Timtzu? Where do you have all this? So Tzar Shalom Maknes was the Mishnah. They burnt me on my fingernails and somehow I was all shaken up. But then they didn't leave any Roshim, no Chabura. There's only Tzar, there's no Nezek, Ripui, Shevis, Boshes. There's nothing. There's only Tzar. So that the Mishnah has. So the Gemara says, Tzar Shalom Maknes, Kediktani, as it says in the Mishnah. Kediktani, Tzar, it says, according from the Mishnah, Kvod Bishpuda, Bemas, Mafila, Tzpon, Makshan, Oysa, Chabura, Shem. How do you have ripa? How do you have shebis? The Gemara is going to give. How do you have boishes? The Gemara is going to work out all the cases. Okay, we got a dam mincha. Good. The marbleinet. We'll start from over here. Ripui. Take a look. There's an important hatke bin runyan. Is an important Gemara. We'll discuss that a little bit. Okay.